FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Asher Blake here. Welcome to another day of Morning Dump and Mental Reset Affirmations. Today's topic? Building emotional intelligence in your relationships. You know, those messy, beautiful things that sometimes feel like navigating a minefield blindfolded? Ever felt misunderstood? Like you're speaking different languages with the people closest to you? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Relationships are built on connection, and that connection starts with understanding each other's emotions. It's not just about feeling things. It's about recognizing them, processing them, and communicating them effectively. Think of emotional intelligence as your relationship's superpower. It's about being self-aware, empathetic, and able to manage your emotions, and those of others, constructively. Now, I'm not saying this is a walk in the park. Building emotional intelligence takes time, effort, and a whole lot of honesty with yourself. But trust me, it's worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, become aware of your own emotions. Before you can understand someone else's feelings, you gotta know what's going on inside you. Pay attention to those physical sensations, the thoughts swirling in your head, and the way your energy shifts when certain situations arise. It's like becoming a detective of your own emotional landscape. Second, practice empathy. Step into someone else's shoes, literally and figuratively. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Ask questions. Listen actively, and validate their feelings, even if they seem irrational or exaggerated to you. Remember, everyone experiences emotions differently. Third, learn to communicate effectively. This means being clear, honest, and respectful in your expression. Use I statements to express your feelings without blaming others. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel upset," try, "I feel hurt when." This helps avoid defensiveness and keeps the conversation focused on understanding each other. Fourth, manage your reactions. Emotions can be powerful, but they don't have to control you. Take a deep breath before reacting impulsively. Think about the situation objectively, consider different perspectives, and choose a response that fosters connection rather than conflict. And finally, be patient with yourself and others. Building emotional intelligence is an ongoing process. There will be bumps along the way, misunderstandings, and moments where you feel like giving up. But keep practicing, keep learning, and remember that even small steps forward can make a big difference in your relationships. Ever had a disagreement with a friend or loved one that escalated quickly? You know, that feeling when words get thrown around, tempers flare, and suddenly everyone's shouting? I've definitely been there. I remember this time. My roommate and I were both stressed about deadlines, and we ended up having this epic argument over who forgot to take out the trash. It was ridiculous, but in the heat of the moment, it felt like the end of the world. Looking back, it's clear that neither of us took a moment to truly understand the other's perspective. We were both overwhelmed in projecting our stress onto each other instead of communicating honestly about what was really going on. It wasn't until we both apologized, calmed down, and actually talked about our feelings that we could start to resolve the issue. That experience taught me a valuable lesson about the importance of emotional intelligence in relationships. It's not just about avoiding conflict, it's about navigating disagreements constructively and coming out stronger on the other side. So remember, building emotional intelligence is an ongoing journey. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the power of connection. Take a moment right now. Close your eyes, and repeat this affirmation after me. I am committed to understanding myself and others better. I choose to communicate with empathy and respect. Feel that energy shift? You're already on your way. Remember to share this episode with a friend who could use a little emotional intelligence boost. And don't forget to leave us a review. It really helps us spread the word and connect with more awesome people like you. Until next time. Keep shining bright and stay tuned for another dose of Morning Dump and Mental Reset Affirmations.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.